Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Received an email this afternoon about what was going to be on this item. I don't know about the rest of you, but I haven't had time to look at any of it, and it should have been a matter of public record to the public to know about this before it's presented before council. I make a motion that we strike this at this time due to the fact that the last minute stuff. I haven't had a chance to look at it. I work all day, right?
Councilman Cusack, did you not receive the email from me last week where I discussed in detail what I was going to be discussing tonight with the entire council?
Why isn't it broken down on the item?
Why is a draft of a lawsuit, an entire draft of a lawsuit, not included in the packet? Is that your question?
Correct.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons.
Milton, we've missed you. You've been off for a couple of weeks. And this, you know, within the scope of 1 week, we have a meeting on last Tuesday, 2 days ago. We have a meeting tonight. We have a special called meeting on Monday. You know, it's like they're making up for lost time. Now, the issues that are going to be on the meeting tonight and on Monday don't have anything to do with the reason we have, you know, City Council Melodrama Theater this morning. Has to do with who's going to be the next city manager and whether it's going to be Ed Spears or not, whether they're going to go out and pay tens of thousands of dollars to a headhunter to try to find candidates to fill a job that nobody wants. That Randy Jorgensen had to come out of retirement to do, that Ed Spears is literally the only person that wants his job and is in-house. And so, you know, there's going to be a conversation tomorrow night and then on Monday about whether to just hire him, probably on an interim basis, like a six-month trial basis. He's the one that Randy Jorgensen wants to have the job. I think a majority of the city council. It's going to be interesting to see because they did not want him previously as their primary. They picked Scott Collins, and if you've been paying attention to Milton, you know how all that turned out not well. So anyway, This issue is that Alex Andrade, the city attorney for the city of Milton, also state representative, okay, for District 2, wants to file a lawsuit to compel Mayor Heather Lindsay to comply with public records requests that she has not complied with, according to him. And he has tried again and again and again to get her to comply with disclosing emails and cell phone records and texts, and she's not doing it. And refuses to do it, and even told him he didn't have any legitimate purpose in asking, which it doesn't matter whether you have a legitimate purpose in asking. If you ask somebody for their public records and they're a public official and it is a public record, you have to produce it, the period. And she says no, and now she hasn't been to work in, like, I don't know, at least a month, a couple of meetings, or at the city of Pensacola, I am told, according to what was said in the meeting, that where she is an assistant city attorney. She's out on, you know, FMLA, but FMLA doesn't protect you as a politician. She's an elected official. So anyway, Pam Mitchell, one of the key founders of the Pitchfork Posse.
Mayor is the target of most of this. And the mayor right now is on FMLA leave, as most of y'all know, from her job in Pensacola. And that precludes her from being here and working this job because she can't very well have health and personal reasons for being off of her job in Pensacola, but yet be fine to come here.
I remember Simone from Ferris Bueller. She's sick. That's kind of how this is working.
I would think it would be the moral and ethically responsible for the person that is at the root of this subject to be able to be here to speak and to defend herself. Thank you.
Just to clarify for council, FMLA does not apply to elected officials, and there's no exemption claiming being on medical leave at your private day job to complying with the Public Records Act.
In other words, you don't get to decide that your next phase of unwillingness to comply with public records is, I'm sick. I can't comply. I can't do that, which is kind of what's happening. Now, she might genuinely be ill. I don't have any idea. But regardless, she's not been ill for 10 months. And that's how long this has been going on. So the argument that, well, right now she's out, and therefore how dare you? Well, it's not right now. He's been looking for these records since, like, July, since all this started. I've filed public records requests with the city. Not many. I don't file a lot of those, frankly, and I'm not one to typically follow up a whole lot on them. But, you know, I know the ones that I've asked for haven't been fully satisfied. I'd filed some with the clerk back in last summer, and, you know, Mike Cusack has still never given me texts that I had asked for that front through her, and she's... So there's a lot of history to all of this. Anyway, Sherry Chapman, who... Sherry Chapman. I'm always reluctant to drag members of the public in for criticism, but Sherry is just... Well, she's always talking. And she's one of the other members of the Pitchfork Posse, or the Busybody Brigade. I don't know how you want to style them. There's different names you could come up with. She's so entertaining. You know, she's like, if I were casting a reality TV show, you know how you always cast, like, the heroes and the villains and the entertaining people and the silly people? I mean, I would cast her for sure in a reality TV show because she's compelling TV or radio.
This council is known all the way to Orlando, Florida, for the shenanigans that we see right here. You don't like somebody, you're ready to stamp them out. This is not ethical, and you can grin if you want, attorney, but this is not ethical. You wouldn't do it to your mother, you wouldn't do it to your brother, and you wouldn't do it to your neighbor.
No. I find it fascinating. First of all, they're always obsessed with Alex's facial reactions, or Jeff Snow's reaction. Is he smiling? Is he rolling his eyes? I would be a great target of these comments because I could not sit there and not react this way. But, you know, I think a natural response is, I mean, my mother would comply with the law. You know, that would be different. But also it's fascinating because she brings up this, like, we're infamous all the way to Orlando. People know that we are in this... You know, that we are this terrible place and that everybody knows Milton is a joke, to which I think because you and others keep making it entertaining radio because you are one of the people that keeps making it be that we're famous or infamous across the state for all of this ridiculous stuff. I mean, it's fascinating. But OK, so she's going to continue. And I always like to give people their chance to talk.
You proceed with this Jekyll and Hyde stuff. You just keep it on up because I'm telling you, you're paying an attorney $200 an hour to do it. So you're paying him big bucks. You think about that. Y'all can't put a sewage plant in for paying attorney fees by the time this is all said and done.
What? I mean, the sewage plant's like $60 million. Money that they have basically under control already, secured through all kinds of grants. And she's saying that a lawyer for a lawsuit is going to jeopardize. I don't even understand the argument.
You're going to lose the sewage. You're going to lose it because you're scrapping around with crap like this.
Get it? You're going to lose the sewage plant because you're scrapping around. Okay, not to make it too obvious why that's funny.
I can tell you, social media is ready to line up in defense, and you can laugh, Mr. Andrade, but you don't have very many on your side. I'm just saying, y'all need to think about this. This is a legal issue that you're taking, which each and every one of you can be sued by the citizens of this city for doing it. Yes, you can. I have checked with an attorney.
For enforcing the law, you can be sued?
You're not enforcing the law. You're not a law enforcement.
Well, but he is an attorney seeking to get permission from the council to file a lawsuit to compel compliance with the law by the mayor, who he says has not complied, and who I think has not complied also, based on all the evidence that I have seen. But as Alex explains...
Council members, I just want to be very clear here. The discussion item that's being taken up at the podium right now is a simple question about whether or not one elected official can act above the law and violate Florida Public Records Act. I happen to believe that everyone is subject to the Public Records Act, and that compliance with the Public Records Act and production of your public records when requested is a obligatory duty of all elected officials.
I mean, that's just exactly correct. And by the way, there's all kinds of misunderstandings around this. There's this, I hate to bring it up, but there's this Facebook group. I think it's the Santa Rosa County Circus Facebook group, if I remember correctly. There's all kinds of weird Facebook groups out there. And this one had a thread of like, I don't know, 200, 150, something like that. Some crazy thread of comments on this because Sherry Chapman, the one who's just speaking, okay? And one of the things about some of these folks in the Pitchfork Posse is they always speak like they know what they're talking about. Like they always pronounce very confidently, like we know what we're talking about. She says, I understand someone's wanting conversations, email, text messages with me. Because that's part of what Alex has asked for is communications with several different members of political operative groups and also other board members in the city that are like volunteer, not elected, paid, you know, whatever. And she says, I can assure you this is not a legal request. This is bottom feeding Andrade hoping people will follow his request. There was no legal request with a subject outline, which is standard and why this is requested. And I do not give anyone authority to share conversations between me and them. This looks like a witch hunt stunt by the city that does not need to be responded to unless there is a lawsuit accompanied by a deposition requesting this information. There's absolutely no legal reason to ask for every conversation a party has. That's fishing. Sorry, Andrade, no bite here. That's all of that's false. That's not how the law works. You don't get to give permission for a public records request if you emailed or texted with or called an official. The fact that there was a call, not the call itself, but the fact that there was a call, that's all public record. If what you communicated about was public business, that's a public record. If Jeff Bergosh and I have a text message back and forth and we're talking about, you know, we're talking about baseball, not public record. We're talking about county commission business, roads, bridges, medical, legal, whatever, that's a public record. Now, I don't have to produce it. I'm not subject to the records law. He is. So if Heather Lindsay and Sherry Chapman are emailing and they're talking about city business, that's a public record, regardless of whether Sherry thinks it is or not, regardless of whether she likes it or not. That just is. Even Ken Garner, an attorney, had to explain it to him. A journalist. He's like, you all don't understand this. This is really simple. And Alex on this thread is explaining it to him. This is actually really simple, but Sherry seems to think that you've got to give keywords or something. No. You've got to do a deposition. No. It's all very simple. If I'm a public official, okay, and I have a phone, whether it's a city-issued phone or a personal phone, if I'm doing business on that phone, this is all the stuff with the Jeff Bergosh text. That's why I kind of bring him up just as an example. If you're doing business on the phone, talking with a journalist from Channel 3 or the PNJ or me about city issues or county issues, that's a public record. Period. And if Mike Cusack is texting with Scott Collins, a candidate for city administrator, that's a public record. If Mike Cusack is texting with Pam Mitchell or Heather Lindsay, and Heather Lindsay is texting with Don Molinaro about city, that's a public record. Period. It doesn't matter why you want it. You don't even have to say who wants it. You can try to do it anonymously. You have to produce them, period. And it's not happened. And that's the issue. So it's just, it's amazing how much people don't understand how this law works because it's actually very, very simple.
It's a public records request. It's easy. I've done it numerous times, and we all comply. If people don't comply, they don't need to be in office. That's how I see it. So show your records. I'm speaking, please. Show your records and move on.
That's Jeff Snow, city councilman, Jerry Mitchell, Pam Mitchell's husband.
I'd just like to remind Mr. Snow and Mr. Andrade, 6 years ago, I requested stuff from Mr. Snow, and we gave him 4 requests down to the certified. We followed the law, went above the law, and then turned it over to the state's attorney's office, which didn't dismiss it. They just didn't do anything. And Mr. Snow You told, Mr. Andrade, you told me at this podium that you couldn't make the council people turn their records over.
I did not say that.
And Mr. Snow, to this day, has not turned it over. And this, okay. He says, if you want them, get a court order. And that's been in the last 4 or 5 months, he told us that again at a meeting that is recorded, Mr. Snow.
That's a complete lie as usual, Jerry, out of you and your group. And
hey,
I'm speaking, Jerry.
We will bring you the tape, Mr. Right. Snow. You are a liar.
The one who said you have to get a court order to produce my cell phone records was Mike Cusack. So I don't know what Jerry's talking about here, but okay, fine. Alex Andrade.
Council members, this narrative has become an item of folklore over the past 6 years. The difference between 6 years ago and the circumstance today is Councilmember Snow drove to Pensacola, sat down with me in my law office, unlocked his cell phone, and let me review it. The difference today is that there's no even attempt to act in good faith, and there are obvious instances of people hiding records that exist. There's a very good reason why the state's attorney's office didn't prosecute anything, because there was no evidence of wrongdoing. There was no evidence of the existence of a record that wasn't turned over. In this circumstance that we will be discussing tonight, there's ample evidence of existing records that are not turned over.
Having been kind of in the middle of all this myself for the last year, I completely agree with him. So that's just the warm-up. This was like the agenda review session before the actual meeting, so this is only just, you know, part one, what becomes a major melodrama throughout the evening. But we'll talk about it later on in the show. So Alex is asking for the ability to file a lawsuit to compel public records request compliance from the mayor. They are going to grant that in a 6-2 vote, which is the, you know, least surprising vote you're ever going to have. It's always going to be a 6-2 vote because Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack are always going to vote no, and the rest of the board is going to vote yes. And that's going to be the outcome. 526 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, please don't kill us. Please, please don't kill us. You know I love you, baby. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault.
I'm just saying, watching John Belushi, I would have to think for a second. John Belushi begged Carrie Fisher not to shoot him with an M16 in the sewer as they're trying to escape from the concert to go pay the money for the nunnery to be protected in the Blues Brothers. It's got to be an all-time classic moment. Because it's just typical interaction with an ex-girlfriend stuff is all that is. 529 here on News Radio Pensacola. Don't do it wrong and she won't pull an automatic weapon on you. David Wayne is in the newsroom, right? Good life advice there, David?
Yeah, that's It hasn't been applicable for me, but it's solid.
Yeah.
It's solid advice.
Jake's only got himself to blame. Go on, sir.
President Biden and Donald Trump now set to face off in general election debates in June and in September. The two have agreed to participate in a CNN debate on June 27th in Atlanta and a second debate that will be hosted by ABC on September 10th. Those debates were scheduled in the hours following President Biden challenging former President Trump yesterday to those debates. Wells Fargo now facing legal action in connection to an alleged Ponzi scheme. That lawsuit filed in Palm Beach County last week. The bank is being accused of aiding and abetting in a $300 million scam that impacted more than 1,000 victims. And, you know, we saw some rumors about this in the last couple of months, but Happy Gilmore 2 now being confirmed by Netflix. That'll be happening with Adam Sandler returning as Happy.
It's the most obvious quip in the world, but that doesn't make it the wrong quip. I guess for Adam Sandler, the price was right. Come on now.
No, that's good.
You don't. Have you not seen Happy Gilmore, Jimmy? Bob Barker scene? Come on now.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen will be back on the stand this morning for more cross-examination by the defense at the former president's criminal hush money trial in New York.
So far, the defense has focused on Cohen's animosity towards Trump, and Cohen even admitted he made money by publicly criticizing his former boss. Cohen claims he was following Trump's orders when he paid Stormy Daniels to stay silent about her alleged 2006 affair with Trump.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico is said to be in stable condition, out of surgery after an assassination attempt shot in the stomach and arm at an event outside a cultural center.
Police have a suspect in custody, with Slovakia's interior minister saying there's a clear political motivation behind the attack. Fico was re-elected last year on a pro-Russia, anti-US populist platform.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the assassination attempt is condemned by President Biden and Russia's President Putin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 67 degrees, partly cloudy this morning. The Pensacola Police Department says an arrest has been made in connection to that shooting at Club Paparazzi on Sunday night. Police say 31-year-old Javon Booker was arrested yesterday afternoon. He's accused of shooting another man at least three times.
Chief Randall has made it perfectly clear that shooting in Pensacola is not going to be tolerated. That's why he has absolutely no problem having our partners with the DEA, the Florida Highway Patrol, and the U.S. Marshals assist us with these type cases in order to bring them to a quick conclusion.
That's PPD spokesman Mike Wood, who says that arrest was made near Belmont and DeVille Streets in Pensacola and was without incident. Booker's now charged with carrying a concealed weapon and firing a deadly missile inside a building. Wood says the shooting does remain under investigation, but he doesn't believe there's any connection to other recent shootings in Escambia County. One of the key players in the negotiations over the OLF 8 property in Beulah now submitting a revised offer. That from Beulah Town Center LLC, and it's for $25 million for 290 acres of the property. That offer also includes a $250,000 deposit that will be paid as soon as the county agrees to the site plan and puts zoning in place. Beulah Town Center says their plan does remain in line with that DPZ master plan for mixed-use residential and commercial retail with no single-family homes. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh said the new offer, as well as a previous offer by Pensacola businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Shavers, will be discussed during next Monday's commission meeting. Burgosh also said there's potentially a third interested party that'll be visiting Pensacola next week. Well, Milton City Attorney says Mayor Heather Lindsay has refused to comply with public records requests. Now, for almost a year, he's filing a lawsuit to force her to submit those documents.
The majority of the council decided that you should not be investigating this.
Is the mayor obligated to comply with the Florida Public Records Act? Yes or no?
Yes, but again, you are interrogating me, and this is not a place for cross-examination.
Councilman Farrow, I'm just trying to clarify the seriousness of what you're facing.
I understand the seriousness.
I don't believe that you do.
That between Alex Andrade and Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow prior to the council voting 6-2 to approve that lawsuit. Farrow and Councilman Mike Cusack had voted against the move. And Andrade said the request centers around Lindsay's communication with multiple people surrounding the city's efforts at hiring Scott Collins. Well, Senator Rick Scott says President Biden doesn't care about Israel. He made that comment yesterday as he introduced the Israel Security Assistance Support Act. And Arkansas Republican Senator Tim Cotton and he are behind that bill. Scott says it would force Biden to send critical weapons to Israel. Scott said it's in response to Biden's comment that he would withhold certain weapons from Israel if they conducted a full-scale ground invasion in Rafah. One person has died after drowning at Pensacola Beach yesterday. EMS crews were called to Fort Pickens Road near Galvez Court. That individual was pulled from the water. Life-saving measures were performed, but unfortunately unsuccessful. It's 5:35 at News Radio Pensacola, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
A beautiful sunny day today. Temperatures warming up near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. As we go into the early morning hours on Friday, showers and thunderstorms will start to move in. We are under a slight risk of severe weather. Storms could be strong, heavy rainfall. High on Friday near 84 degrees between the rain. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 72 with another round of rain moving through the evening hours. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you, Brooke. 67 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and 64 in Milton. Your next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Retail sales in April were unchanged from March as inflation continues to affect consumer spending. Retail sales increased by 0.6% in March and April after rising 0.9% in February. Excluding gas and auto sales, retail fell 0.1% and online sales were down overall for the period. Employers pulled back on hiring in April, adding 175,000 jobs. It is still a solid number, but it is down sharply from the surprising 315,000 hires in March. Netflix's cheaper ad-supported tier now has 40 million global monthly active users, which is nearly double the 23 million the company reported in January. The streaming giant also said it would launch its own advertising platform and no longer partner with Microsoft for that technology. Netflix now has 270 million total subscribers. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by...
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Operation MWR is Saturday night at NAS Pensacola with performances by Little Big Town and Maren Morris on the Portside Lawn. Gates open at 5:30 for this free event exclusively for DOD cardholders and escorted guests. Presented by GovX. Remember, for everyone's safety and enjoyment, leave bags, coolers, and weapons at home. For more information, visit NavyMWRPensacola.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
new tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:39 here on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, the sun's just starting to come up. It's kind of cool outside. Yesterday, I had a chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. I think we bantered a little bit in the beginning about us playing the wrong bumper music to start. That is the right bumper music. We love the D.C. I love that song for him. It's so perfect. Anyway, Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Didn't mean to confuse you with the music. It was unintentional, I promise you.
So, we'll see how this interview goes. Maybe we'll make it a permanent switch.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, let's start with this. This is maybe it's a dumb question, but I always believe in asking the dumb question. I know you talked about paving the grass lot on Tippin to improve parking capacity at the airport, which is already ahead of 2035 projections. So all of that I followed yesterday from a press conference, and I get that you want to make sure that doesn't interfere with the vacation holiday traffic of Thanksgiving and Christmas. All good. I'm on board. The only question I had, and my wife actually asked this question, is why is it better to have a paved lot than to have just the grassy knoll? Is there a value to having the paved versus the existing?
Well, as much as I would like to watch you roll your roller bag in the grass and dirt, there are some advantages to having paving. But no, in all seriousness, a navigation perspective, a safety perspective. I mean, there's many reasons that we would prefer to have it paved. And honestly, I have an update since the press conference. We had a good call internally with the airport and public works and engineering to kind of try to work through that. Because as you heard me say, the worst case scenario is to start on improving 400 spaces, and that takes away 400 spaces for the holidays. We've come up with a plan. We've actually got a contingency lot just to the north of that on some of the property we've acquired. And we're also going to put in, because of our urgency and why that we know it's important to our citizens, we're going to put in actually an incentive into the bid that if you finish by November 15th, that we're going to actually financially incentivize a speedy delivery. So if we get the speedy delivery, great. If it's imminent that it will not happen, then we've got a contingency plan. So we're going to kind of make a call in October about where we stand, and if we can get it done, you know, and I consider done dry pavement and white parking stripe.
Right.
You know, we may not have every blade of grass planted or anything like that by then, but nonetheless, we're moving forward the best we can, and we've got a backup plan if it doesn't work out.
Very good. That makes perfect sense. There was an opinion piece in the PNJ the other day, and it talked about what the writer claimed were the low wages at ST Aerospace Engineering at the, you know, we're now getting ready to break ground on hangar number 3 on the west side of the northwest side of the airport. I don't feel like I know the truth of it, but I have heard this allegation that in the industry, maybe ST doesn't pay as well enough to get the people coming to work for them that they've always envisioned. Do you know anything? Can you shed any light on this?
Yeah, you know, obviously I was made aware of it, and I'm certain of that ST would have a different perspective on that. And really either perspective I'm not really probably the person to be able to say one way or the other. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I can't verify what a letter to the editors, you know, if the income is correct or not. Not that I'm questioning, that person's research. I just am saying, I would not want to speculate as to what that wage is and what ST considers their wage to be.
Right.
For example, you know, some of the jobs that they offer are starting jobs that include tuition assistance and training to get you to a higher paying job. Are we looking at that, or are we looking at something that doesn't include that? That's what we don't know. But here's the bottom line. I'm a big believer in letting the market dictate what pay should be. And I think I've put my money where my mouth is in terms of upping the pay as a larger scale than ever at the city because we have to be competitive. So, at the end of the day, yes, of course, we want any economic development project to pay as much as possible. We do need to raise the wage index, and I'm trying at the city of Pensacola to set the example for that, to get us from being in the 20th percentile pay at the city and moving us into a much better place. So I don't think SC Engineering does $9 billion a year in revenue on the idea that they're going to pay a wage where everyone else in their market is paying $20,000 or $30,000 more. There's probably a little more to that story. Because if that were the case, they wouldn't be finding anybody to take this position. So I certainly, we have a lot invested in this project, and we continue to invest a lot of time, heart, and energy into ST, and it's our biggest economic development project we have in our region. So if there's anything that we can raise any wages anywhere, we should want to help support that. But at the end of the day, I would want to learn a little more before I speculated as to how the subjectivity that could lie within what quote unquote starting pay is and how all that works.
And I think, that's actually the only reason I would inject myself into it is precisely because we've got so much public money invested in this that, it seems like there's a little bit more of an expected trade-off in good quality wages. And if that's not the case, then, we do kind of have a right to know because so much money has been put into, making that job opportunity and, underwriting all of that investment. Obviously, the big announcement yesterday was that starting tomorrow, PPD, off-duty officers are going to be working through the funding mechanism of Downtown Improvement Board taxes to basically enforce the law against extra loud aftermarket mufflers and also loud stereos in the downtown area. This makes all the sense to me in the world, especially because we've been trying to find a way to do this for years and years. And now all of a sudden DIB is like, well, we can pay for it because it's our area. We can do this, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we're really, it's a joint effort. And because as you know, Andrew, we've got a lot of ground to cover in terms of public safety in the city. And we have investigations and violent crimes. We've got all these things that we have to do. So DIB stepping up to help us with bandwidth that we wouldn't otherwise be able to provide certainly is a great catalyst, and we appreciate them for that. But and you heard me yesterday. I want to be clear. These are statutes that are already on the books. This is not something we've created. This is not something new. This is something that is, as you just said, let's use jaywalking as the most extreme example. It's on the books, but it's pretty hard to enforce. And is it worth the bandwidth? This now gives us an opportunity as our downtown continues to grow. And no one comes to our downtown or says, you know what, we ought to fly to Pensacola so we can hear loud aftermarket mufflers between buildings and power lines. No one says that. So, and that's visitors and that's residents. That's not just people coming into our community. I think this is an appropriate time to focus on this and have this initiative, and then we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens from here. But as I said, I know it, because it's new, people sometimes think that this means we're creating new rules. These are not new rules. These are state statutes that are crystal clear, black and white, in place. That we can now start to ramp up the enforcement on.
I thought, speaking of jaywalking, which my understanding is that jaywalking, unless you interfere with traffic, is illegal, but just jaywalking is not. But I did appreciate what you said yesterday. You kind of hinted at crosswalks, that if this works for mufflers and loud stereos, maybe at some future time we can look at enhanced enforcement around cars stopping for pedestrians in crosswalks. I've made the note that we also really need to make sure our crosswalks are more visible because they're not, especially on Main Street, they're kind of faded. But is that kind of what you see down the future, that maybe we would start to use this sort of tactic to enhance awareness of certain violations in order to get compliance across the board with things that people should already be doing?
Absolutely. And I 100% agree with you on both counts. I think some of our crosswalks need some definite improvement and will be getting some improvement depending on where they are. But, I put it pretty bluntly yesterday, and I will today on the radio, is we're not real good at crosswalks here. We're not real good at stopping at crosswalks, at pedestrian safety. I think we start at the standard of the vehicle rules the road. It's almost cultural. It depends on what city you go to or what part of the country you go to or what other country you go to, where the general feeling in that community is different. And so I'd love, I'm not saying it will go from 1 to 10, but I'd love to see us as a community get a little more cognizant, a little more aware of these crosswalks. And that's everywhere. That's not just within the city limits. That's at the right. beach. That's everywhere else where we need it. You know, that pedestrians are part of the transportation as well, using your feet and making sure that's safe as possible.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I've been to or lived in other places where everybody knows you stop for the pedestrian in the crosswalk, and here it's kind of like, maybe we'll see, flip a coin, yeah. If we're going to be a more walkable, bikeable, pedestrian-friendly community, that has to change. I mean, it just does. And so I actually support efforts in that direction. I appreciate that note from yesterday. The lightning round, we always like to end with the lightning round. First question for you, do you keep old license plates in your, say, garage, collection, wherever?
No, I don't. I've had the same one for a long time. I just keep putting the sticker on top of, I get a nice thick collection of my registration sticker on my
Florida's weird. You have to get a new plate fairly frequently because they fade so badly in Florida. So, I know when you get to
Did
that
I
point.
Did I incriminate myself?
No, I hope not. I mean, Scott Lunsford is definitely a listener, but, we'll take note. tell me a food you like better as a leftover.
Ooh, man. Probably none. There's tolerable, how about cold pizza? I wouldn't say better. I mean, that's strong, but I think cold pizza is pretty close up there with regular.
It's a different kind of food, really. Cold pizza is for sure.
Yeah.
All right. And this is, I often feel like these are make or break moments for our relationship. This is about to be one.
Yes.
You can side with me or side with my wife. You can't side with us both on this. When you're using, when you're getting mayonnaise or Miracle Whip for your sandwich, are you using a spoon or are you using a knife?
Well, I'm going to pick option C, which is mayonnaise is gross and I don't eat it. So, I side with neither of you.
That's the most politician-y dodge you've ever made. So that's your one. You get one with me.
I don't eat it. I use neither a spoon nor a knife.
All right. Fair enough. D.C. Reeves, he is the mayor of Pensacola. Always appreciate talking to you, sir. We'll look forward to the city council meeting and the prep meeting next week and talking to you in a week. Thank you for the time this morning, sir. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Absolutely. And I give him a hard time just because, why not? It's fun. 551 on News Radio Pensacola. If I say BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, okay? Nice import vehicles. You pay a little bit extra to get them. You might think or assume that you have to go to the dealership to get service. You might think or assume that you have to pay extra to service them. Both know. Federal law actually protects you in that. You can go, to any licensed mechanic to get them work done. That law is like decades old, by the way. So you do not have to drive to Destin. You do not have to drive to Mobile. You do not have to go to some exotic place to get those vehicle service. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They've been working on those cars for a long time. They continue to work on them now. Domestics, of course, too. They're not discriminating. They'll take your Ford, your Chevy. Okay, no worries. If you got a gas engine, you got a diesel engine, doesn't matter. They work on all of that stuff. Some people are, the diesel's a little bit different, so maybe they don't work on it. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where they want to see you routinely for the ordinary stuff so that you can prevent having to deal with the big, expensive, unexpected, difficult stuff, right? That's the idea, preventative maintenance. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jibs Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jibs Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to fight for our freedom. Join Jibs Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve in our United States military. Jibs Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Serrano Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jibsfirearms.net and sign up for one of their concealed carry classes. Jibs Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Beautiful Stephanie.
Oh, somebody asked a good question here that I don't remember for sure. They asked whether the grass lot at the airport was free or not. And my recollection is that in the beginning it was free, but I think in more recent uses when they've had the lights out that they might have had an attendant stationed out there that they might have been charging for it. That's the one that is going to get paved on Tippin, that's going to get turned into a regular lot. That's what I was talking about with the mayor. So if you remember for a fact, if that's correct, just text me confirmation. But I think that's right. I think in the beginning it was free when it was just overflow and they, you know, threw some spot, some, you know, battery powered lights out there to, you know, keep it semi safe. But I think they were charging in the more recent iteration. So 5:56 here on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The nationwide number of drug overdose deaths is down for the first time in 5 years. New preliminary data from the CDC shows about 107,500 drug overdose deaths last year.
I can't believe 107,000 is a decline.
Right. Yeah, no, it's
and
still, a lot.
We're celebrating a decline to that number. I mean, that's just unfathomable. That's twice as many people died in the Vietnam War on the American side. Like, that's insane, that level of people dying from drug overdoses every year. Go ahead, David. Sorry. I agree with you. It's good news. It's less than it would have been.
Right, but it's still, no, that's a lot. It's absolutely a lot. A Hollywood producer going to prison for burglarizing homes in the Hamptons in Manhattan that belonged to his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. A judge sentenced Raymond Bouturow on Tuesday to 3.5 years in prison. He produced the 2020 film Bill and Ted Face the Music. And Ben Carson calling for an end to no-fault divorce laws in the U.S. He wrote a new book that's out this week and says that no-fault divorce should be removed or radically reduced for the sake of families. Carson says it's natural for people to gravitate towards the towards that option when their marriage hits a rough patch, but he says that inflicts a lot of harm on kids.
So I 100% agree with Ben Carson about this. In fact, I have a lot to say about how we divorce, you know, and what easy divorce does to a culture, but I didn't know he'd written the book about that. It doesn't surprise me for him based on his views. David, thanks for the note. So here's the thing. Just a couple of thoughts, you know, because I know people kind of get, you know, their hackles worked up when this kind of a topic comes up. But let me give you some answers. One, is fault-based divorce helps you understand who broke the covenant. You know? And look, marriage is a public thing. You bring a whole bunch of people together and you announce we're going to get married and we're going to stay here until we, you know, death do us part, right? And then, like, in the quiet of the night in some legal office somewhere, we sign a paper that ends it. I think divorces should be public. I think that the community has an entitlement to know, because the community is part of the covenant, right? The community is promises to support, nurture, and uphold the covenant. And so not only do you owe an explanation to the community, I think the community should be involved. It should be just as public to dissolve a thing as it is to create a thing in the first place. Now, the one argument on the other side is it incentivizes everybody to make false allegations. That's the argument in favor of no-fault divorce. But easy divorce, not good for a
You're fault. Listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.